Forecast for today, increasing cloudiness, increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially toward this evening. We'll have a high around the mid-80s. He's no longer acting. Dennis Weiser is officially the mayor of the city of Racine after taking the oath of office this morning from City Clerk Janice Johnson Martin.
And that I will faithfully and impartially
perform the duties of mayor.
Perform the duties of mayor.
For the city of Racine.
For the city of Racine.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
According to law.
According to law.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I owe everything that I am today to my mother, Wilma Weiser. She's the number one fan of the city. She watches every city council meeting at least twice. Calls me the next morning and says, what was wrong with so-and-so? This job could be overwhelming. They don't let it be overwhelming. And I just have to tell you, John Dicker talked to me about 5-6 months ago about stepping into this job. And he said, well, what do you think? And I said, I probably should be more nervous than I am, but I'm not, because I've known the staff at City Hall for a long time. They are skilled at what they do. They have the right experience and they have the right attitude, and it's going to go well. And I have not changed that feeling a bit. My biggest fear coming in is that I would start out really energized and go downhill. And I started out really energized and I'm going uphill. I'm enjoying the job, I'm enjoying the staff, and I'm happy to be here. I'll do anything it takes to move the city forward.
Mayor Weiser filling the void after John Dickert's resignation until the outcome of a special election this fall. The council expected to vote for October 17th. Wisconsin reportedly close to landing the much-talked-about Foxconn project, that a memorandum of understanding might be announced in a couple of weeks. Now, that's according to a couple of Republican legislative leaders. What does Governor Walker think?
I've talked to neither of them directly about a specific proposal, and so that's all speculation at this point. What I've said consistently is I think it's tremendous that you all are covering stories, speculating about whether a company as big as Foxconn would be interested in coming to the state of Wisconsin. I think that is overwhelming, because we've gone from a bottom 10 state before we took office in business to one that now has emerged as a top 10 state when it comes to doing business, and I think that's part of the reason why companies like Foxconn and others might be interested in the state.
The governor, following a news briefing about fraud at Racine County's Eyes Grove Centers, would say nothing about behind-the-scenes talks with that Taiwanese maker of electronics. Green Bay-based Associated Bank Corp announcing plans to acquire Brown Deer-based Bank Mutual Corporation, $482 million worth, pending regulatory approval. The transaction expected to close in the first quarter of next year. A Racine company, Premier Products, buys a nearly 209,000-square-foot industrial building on Chicory Road in Mount Pleasant and will move from its current location on Mount Avenue in the city of Racine. Treasures Media owned the building on Chicory, will lease its space in that site along with a few other tenants. For the first time, Kenosha's hometown hero is an active member of the military. The city's Hometown Heroes Commission honoring Joanna Owens for this week's council meeting. Technical Sergeant Owens, right now stationed at the 34th Air Force Recruiting Squadron in Oak Creek, has been the recipient of numerous medals and commendations, but is also a leader in the community, including a Girl Scout troop leader and a volunteer for various organizations. Sergeant Owens at the council meeting thanking former Alderwoman Catherine Marks for nominating her for the award, and to the members of her family for supporting her.
When I left Kenosha, I was questioning what the city has to offer me. After 17 years in the United States Air Force, I now wonder, how can I help improve my community?
Sergeant Owens lives in Kenosha with her husband, two children, and her mother. The Hometown Heroes Commission, created to identify and to recognize men and women with ties to Kenosha who served or currently serve in the nation's armed forces. Local obituaries, Christine Dennison of Racine at the age of 73, passed away June the 24th at her residence. Friends and relatives can meet at the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home Sunday for a visitation at 1 p.m., a service to follow at 2 p.m. The Fox River in Burlington still holding steady at just under 10 feet. While trending down of late, a flash flood watch is in place until tomorrow, and that's raising concern. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack pointing out that thunderstorms are expected to affect the entire area tonight, with potentially heavy rainfall and frequent lightning. Kenosha's Plan Commission supports creation of 3 tax incremental financing districts to help pave the way for development of some new industrial buildings along the interstate. One of them, the site of the old Dairyland Greyhound Park, which would be demolished. The other sites, a tract of land between Dairyland and the Kenosha Regional Airport, and a parcel west of the Mars Cheese Castle. In the eyes of the Plan Commission in Kenosha, there are some problems, meanwhile, with a proposed 36-room high-end hotel. It would sit above the downtown Chase Bank. The building is at the corner of 6th Avenue and 56th Street, which also has landmark status.
I count 19 hotel rooms without a window. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one seeing that?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Responding to comments from Commissioner Lydia Spotswood, the hotel's developer, Mohammed Siraj from Chicago, conceded a few design problems but called the plans a rough draft, yet to be refined with a conditional use permit. Some minor modifications were made, and the Plan Commission did approve that permit. The developer, meanwhile, reportedly has an option to buy that two-story building if his plans fall into place. Governor Walker at the Racine County Isgrove office complex highlighted successful state and local agency fraud prevention efforts, as well as investigation staffers, to protect the integrity of Wisconsin's Medicaid and food share programs.
Anytime there's an overpayment, anytime there's fraud or abuse in the system, that means there's less resources to help the children, the seniors, people with disabilities, and others who are in need temporarily of our assistance. Those are people who are shortchanged anytime there's fraud, abuse, waste, or even overpayments within the system. And so this partnership, which really is a partnership, we could not do it without our local and county partners, both on a county-by-county basis and in the larger consortium by region, really makes the difference.
The State Fraud Investigation, Recovery, and Enforcement Section has 30 staffers, 23 positions dedicated to Medicaid and food share program fraud prevention. Same day, the Democratic congressional candidate Randy Brice publicly criticized House Speaker Paul Ryan about a federal budget cut to end the Wisconsin Veteran Housing and Recovery Program at the Southern Wisconsin campus in Dover. A letter from Ryan and Representative Mike Gallagher to Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is asking why. The $500,000 federal grant to the State Department of Veterans Affairs covered programs at both Dover and the facility at King. Federal officials had announced back in December the intent to terminate certain grants awarded between 1994 and 2016 in favor of a more competitive grant process. The letter from Gallagher and Ryan requesting Secretary Shulkin's help for the 28 affected veterans in Racine County, as well as those at King, and to identify funding alternatives for the State Veterans Agency. Randy Brice's news release to Congressman Ryan says, quote, "Forget politics. Just stand up and clearly say, restore this funding. It's pretty simple." Unquote. And history comes alive this Sunday, July the 23rd, as the Caledonia Historical Village on Five Mile Road, just east of Highway 38, owned and operated by the Caledonia Historical Society, has a free open house. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. Volunteers dressed in period costumes will be on the grounds that afternoon, sharing information about what life was like back in the 1800s. The grounds include the original 1877 Caledonia Town Hall. City of Burlington residents and those living in western Kenosha County are going to be keeping their fingers crossed on the weather going into the weekend while continuing to deal with the aftermath of record flooding from the recent storms. It was just a formality this morning at City Hall in Racine, but it was part of the process and another piece of the city's history. Acting Mayor Dennis Weiser, less than a week after taking over following John Dickert's resignation, took the oath of office as the mayor. He told WRJN News recently that this time in the mayor's chair, it's only going to be a few months, will be focused on keeping city operations running smoothly.
There's a legal term called dynamic status quo, where the underlying idea is the processes that are moving forward, you try to keep them moving forward. And that's how I'm going to approach this.
Weiser will be the mayor until the swearing-in of the new mayor from the special election this fall to fill the rest of Mayor Dickert's term. Downtown Kenosha Incorporated teaming up with Milwaukee Brewing Company to offer pop-up beer gardens the weekends of August the 10th through the 13th and August the 17th through the 20th, both at Simmons Island. In addition to beer, there will be music, food, different activities, plus there is an admission fee. www.mkebrewing.com/KenoshaBeerGarden to get more information. Meanwhile, service hours have been expanded this weekend for the City of Kenosha's Lakefront Trolley to provide greater access to a special event at Simmons Island Park, the Tribute Island Music Festival. It's going to be taking place Saturday and Sunday. The service hours will operate 10:50 in the morning till 11:45 at night on Saturday, and from 10:50 in the morning till 9:45 p.m. on Sunday. Kenosha County Board gives preliminary approval to a couple of bond sales to pay for various county projects. One of the bond issues, according to Supervisor Terry Rose, reduced to $5.3 million. Law enforcement enhancement bonds to construct the Sheriff's Department's storage facility, fleet maintenance building, and to move the medical examiner's office into the public safety building. However, he said funding to expand Highway S was removed to a possible plan to expand the Kenosha Regional Airport.
If that occurs, that would impact that intersection near the airport, and of course we don't want to be doing this Highway S project if we are uncertain about what that intersection will involve, and so therefore the idea was postponed. We still have the authorization to bring it back at another time.
A second bond issue increased to $13.2 million, adding $500,000 for the high-impact loan fund administered by the Kenosha Area Business Alliance. In the village of Pleasant Prairie, it is now illegal to loiter on median strips. The board this week approving an ordinance amendment that says no person may stand, sit, or stay upon any median in a designated roadway or highway due to safety concerns for pedestrians and the motoring public. According to a news release, there's been growing concern about people loitering in and soliciting donations from median areas. Kenosha adopted a similar ordinance earlier this year. The Racine Zoo revealing a newly renovated exhibit located in the Benston Discovery Center. It's an aquarium that's been stocked with a variety of African orchids indigenous to Lake Malawi, a great African lake located between Malawi, Mozambique, and Tanzania. The Racine Zoo thanking Mark Stevens for all his donations and help in the process of setting up the tank and getting it ready for public display. And thank yous from the zoo to Aquatics Incorporated of Portage, Illinois. They also donated to the project. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.